6. Jim's story. This physician, one of the earliest members of AA's first black group, tells of how freedom came as he worked among his people.
I was born in a little town in Virginia in an average religious home. My father, a Negro, was a country physician. I remember in my early youth, my mother dressed me just as she did my two sisters, and I wore curls until I was 6 years of age. At that time, I started school, and that's how I got rid of the curls. I found that even then I had fears and inhibitions. We lived just a few doors from the First Baptist Church, and when they had funerals, I remember very often asking my mother whether the person was good or bad, and whether they were going to heaven or hell. I was about 6 then. My mother had been recently converted and actually had become a religious fanatic. That was her main neurotic manifestation. She was very possessive with us children. Mother drilled into me a very puritanical point of view as to sex relations, as well as to motherhood and womanhood. I'm sure my ideas as to what life should be like were quite different from that of the average person with whom I associated. Later on in life, that took its toll. I realize that now.